USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court is allowing the Trump administration to continue to enforce its return to Mexico immigration policy. The order will allow the administration to continue its practice of returning asylum seekers to Mexico along the entire southern border while immigration authorities process their claims. House hearings continue on Capitol Hill regarding the coronavirus outbreak. Top health officials have warned that a vaccine will not probably be available for 12 to 18 months. In the meantime, Tennessee Republican Congressman Mark Green says President Trump is doing a great job.
Make no mistake about it, this virus is a serious problem. But that concern was immediately shown by our president as evidenced by his historic response.
And despite the lackluster showing by Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in the primaries on Tuesday, he's staying in the race. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The World Health Organization is declaring the outbreak of the coronavirus a pandemic. That essentially means the virus is a threat to the entire planet. It has killed nearly 4,400 people across the world. Video of a confrontation between former Vice President Joe Biden and an auto worker in Detroit over guns has gone viral. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The auto worker, Jerry Wayne, says he felt Biden's reaction to being accused of trying to take away people's guns was unfortunate and unnecessary.
I'm not taking your gun away at all. You need 100 rounds?
You were a zero when you said you were going to take our guns.
I did not say that.
Wayne telling Fox News.
I didn't try to raise any feathers. And he kind of just went off the deep end. He doesn't need to touch anybody's weapon at all. What we need to do is we need to concentrate on teaching people how to respect firearms and how to use them, not take them away. This is a right that we need to protect with our heart and soul, and it shouldn't be infringed.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The up-and-down week on Wall Street continues with the Dow opening down more than 1,000 points. Matty Doepler is the president of Forward Strategies and a senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union. She tells Yahoo Finance regarding the Dow and their investments, everyone needs to just calm down.
Yes, I had a lot of friends calling me yesterday, freaking out, asking, like, what does this mean? Listen, if you're someone like me who's in her early 30s, I'm not even looking to touch most of my investments for 30 years. Everything that matters in investing is informed by your own goals. So that's the first thing you should be looking at, particularly in times of market volatility. What are my goals for my investments? When you're looking at a 30-year horizon, a day like yesterday doesn't affect you at all, and it means that you don't have to get nervous and anxious about what's happening in the market today, because those losses will certainly not have a huge impact on your portfolio over the course of the next several decades. So I always remind people that what you should be doing with your money is informed by what your goals are in the long term, and particularly if there is a long horizon for your goals, that should make you even more conservative now, because you're going to have a lot of runway to make up any losses in the future.
A judge sentenced Harvey Weinstein to 23 years in prison for rape and sex assault. Gloria Allred is an attorney who represents one of his victims, Mimi Haley, and read part of Haley's impactful statement at the sentencing hearing.
He is completely disconnected from the gravity of the crime that he committed against me and the impact it's had.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.